Blog Talk Radio.
This is National Detroit from the Motor City, a weekly blog talk radio show with national and international news commentary and political commentary featuring blogger Harold Sullivan and jazz poet Michael Van Tool. My name is Michael Van Tool. Harold Sullivan is on vacation somewhere between Michigan and Texas. National Detroit Weekly is brought to you by the law offices of Pasco, Tashman & Walker. Pasco, Tashman & Walker is a full-service national law firm committed to providing the best possible legal services to meet your specific needs. We represent individuals in Michigan and throughout the United States. Pasco, Tashman & Walker are members of the Michigan and American Association of Justice. They have attorneys honored by the County of Wayne, State of Michigan, for their outstanding record of advocacy for low-income people and community services. Pasco, Tashman & Walker have been listed in the Detroit News Super Lawyer section in the field of medical malpractice. They are members of the Million and Multi-Million Dollar Advocates Forum. During their 40-year history, they have represented people of all ages, religion, and ethnic backgrounds. They have had the opportunity and continue to work with local organizations, including churches and labor unions. This experience has taught us to be sensitive to each individual's specific needs, questions, and concerns. Pasco, Tashman & Walker's staff is committed to providing only the highest quality legal services. Let me tell you some of the expert advice they can have and legal services they can provide for you in professional negligence and malpractice, personal injury, probate and estate planning, labor and employment law, personal matters, things like real estate transactions, estate planning, family and domestic law, drunk driving offenses, landlord-tenant disputes, and then family law, a divorce, child custody, child support, business litigation, contracts and consumer law, and then civil rights and police misconduct. Here's the number, and tell them you heard it from Michael Van Tool on National Detroit Weekly. The number is 248-353-7700. Again, that number is 248-353-7750. Pasco, Tashman & Walker, the lead attorney is Attorney Clifford Pasco. I also want to thank Senior Care Services and Transport. Call for appointments and reasonable rates. The mission of Senior Care Transportation is to lead the industry in providing exemplary and efficient services that continuously promotes and enhances the highest quality of life for those who choose to use their services. The number for Senior Care Transportation is 844-728-7433. You know, it's not just for senior care. Anybody going anywhere can call Senior Care Services, Senior Care Transportation Services. I want to thank you for joining me here on National Detroit Weekly. This is a dream. This year, this presidential campaign, this news cycle is a dream come true for people in radio, TV, internet, broadcast radio, newspapers, because this campaign is unlike any other and one of the most exciting, if not gut-wrenching, and also not just exciting, but just sad at what we're having to deal with in this campaign. Last week, I talked a little bit about the death of the Republican Party, and last week's show was dedicated to Republicans because they have to really reinvent themselves. The party, as they know it, died. The Republican Party that we all knew over the past, since its inception, has died. I read an article by Steve Bannon on the Rachel Maddow blog, and this This article by Steve Bannon was the best article that I've seen about the death of the traditional Republican Party. And I agree with almost everything in this article, that the Republican Party died when Donald Trump was selected as the nominee. It's now represented by the Republican Party is represented by a man who believes in protectionism, isolationism, and nativism. And the thing about it is the voters picked him, and that's where the Republican Party is now. So you know what? If they want to continue to keep call that the Republican Party, go right ahead. But you know, the traditional Republicans, the establishment Republicans, whoever, you know, they just need to start their own party because the traditional one is dead. This is not just an imagination. I mean, there's a lot of people talking about the death of the Republican Party. I mean, the New York Times, the LA Times, Washington Post, they all agree that the Republican Party is dead. Even the New York Daily News ran an article, a cartoon showing the elephant in a casket, and that this was once a great political party killed by an epidemic of Donald Trump. As it is right now, the Republican Party is an institution that isn't going anywhere. It's been transformed into something different than what Americans have been accustomed to. And that's why I think it's time for the traditional Republicans to distance themselves from the party and from Donald Trump. I don't want to live in a country with this type of Republican Party and its leader now. So that's why I'm talking about it. And I hope that the Republicans who are listening to me start to think in their hearts and minds about what it is to be an American and do they want to be associated with this. You know, this party is heartless, it's mean-spirited, it's angry, it's racist, and it's ugly. It's driven by white nationalism rather than a true commitment to equality for all Americans. And, you know, I could tell you this, I'm afraid to go to a Trump rally. Those Trump rallies have the feel and air and sound of some sort of a lynch mob. You know, there are black Republicans who have been barred or removed from Trump rallies. They're intolerant. It's a whole different kind of a party. Look at how they're treating Hillary Clinton, yelling, you know, the other day when they were yelling out, lock her up. I thought that was up until yesterday when Donald Trump talked about the Second Amendment thing about that they should take care of, they should handle and take care of Hillary Clinton. I thought that that was the worst thing that and it gets worse every time. I thought that was the worst, but now, you know, I wouldn't want to go to a Trump rally. I thought them yelling and screaming, lock her up, I thought that was the worst up until yesterday. Only thing they were missing was pitchforks and ropes and sheets at these Trump rallies. The conservative movement is completely broken, and I'm referring to this article, like I said, by Steve Bannon, the Rachel Maddow blog. The GOP, the Republican Party, needs to restructure itself, rename itself, transform and update its platform. They need to find out what it means to be conservative. What do they stand for? It's not what this Trump Republican Party is all about. this Trump Republican Party is more about white identity politics than it is about conservative political philosophy. And I think today, even now, a lot of conservatives haven't come to terms with that problem. I agree with the article. People like Paul Ryan need to hurry up and jump off the ship. And, you know, I talked about Paul Ryan last week. I am so disappointed in the Speaker of the House. I'm so disappointed that he doesn't have a spine and he's not strong and he doesn't, I don't know what he believes in. It would be great, and I think it would be great for his career if Paul Ryan, and I'm not trying to help him out, I ain't trying to be his political advisor or anything like that, even though I do advise some politicians. I'm not trying to advise him, but all I'm saying is if Paul Ryan jumps ship now, disavows Donald Trump, admit that this was the worst decision he ever made, you can't take it anymore, can't tolerate it anymore, what does Donald Trump have to do or say before Paul Ryan backs off and distances himself? If Paul Ryan backed away from Donald Trump today and just, you know, liberated himself, I think that he would be able to run for president at some point in the future. I think this is going to determine for Paul Ryan whether he rises any higher political career or whether he fails. I think right now, this year, is the defining moment for Paul Ryan. And, you know, I really do. I really think that Paul Ryan is the key to this whole Donald Trump thing. If Paul Ryan would back off and do like the 50 intelligence experts and signed the letter and said that they were not going to support, that this guy is completely unhinged and not worthy of presidential office and cannot be president, I think that will immediately make Paul Ryan able to run for president in the future. So I think he's going to kill his political career over Donald Trump. It's not worth it because, you know what, Donald Trump may back out. You know what I'm saying? Donald Trump may just back out of the whole race. We don't know what Donald Trump's going to do, and that's one of the problems with his whole campaign and candidacy, and we just don't know what this guy is all about and what's he going to do. Very unpredictable, and I just don't know. How could you vote for somebody for president? We don't even know enough about Donald Trump, his decision making, we haven't even heard about his policies. We just heard this. We just heard the economic speech, which I don't know if it's just me, but I just thought he was in the wrong, talking to the wrong people. And it just seemed like the Detroit Economic Club audience were not feeling what he was saying. The Donald Trump's rise in the Republican Party is kind of highlighting its transition from a conservative party to a completely nationalistic white identity politics party. So that's what I'm saying. It's just over for the traditional Republican Party. The article goes on to say, when Republicans talk about the death of their party, I think this is ultimately what they're referring to. Sure, some of these trends and ideas have been part of the GOP's discourse for years, but what's new, what makes the death of one party and birth of another, is the way in which Republicans in 2016 have come to define themselves, not by principles of equal opportunity and free market, but by the ethno-nationalistic tenets the party has traditionally tried to suppress. And isn't that true? Because it has tried to suppress those tendencies over the years. But now, with Donald Trump, it's completely failed, and this is a new Republican Party now. Excellent article. Excellent article. That, did you just hear what I just said about that? What's new is that the Republicans in 2016 have come to define themselves not by principles of equal opportunity and the free market, but by the ethno-nationalistic tenets the party has traditionally tried to suppress. Those efforts have failed, and now it's a new Republican Party. Wow. I'm telling you, it's time for all of those. And gradually I see that there are Republicans, like the 50 intelligence and defense officials. There's some senators now and others that are beginning to back away and go with Hillary Clinton. But there needs to be more. There needs to be more. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the race also. But I tell you, it's, like I said, this is an unusual race. This is National Detroit Weekly, national and international political commentary on the news. My name is Michael Van Sewell. My co-host, Harold Sullivan, is on vacation already. And last time I heard, he was somewhere between here and Texas. National Detroit Weekly is brought to you by the law office of Pascal Tashman Walker. Their number is 248-353-7750. Look, at Ocean Financial, if you're a business owner and you're looking for operating capital, line of credit, cash flow, call Ocean Financial Services. There's a $100 application fee for business loans. The number is 248-516-8300. Ocean Financial also makes referrals to credit advisors, banks, investment companies, auto dealers. If you want to buy an 18-wheeler, you can buy it through Ocean Financial. If you want to put your face on a billboard, you can do it through Ocean Financial. Realtors, and much more. Even if you want referrals to mortgage companies, we've got mortgage companies here waiting. They're just sitting here waiting for me to send them your name and number. And you know what? Call me at 248-516-8300, and I can put you in touch. Look, also, if you need office space, call me. And it's, the number is 248-516-8300. As the representative from Ocean Financial, I can make sure that you can get in touch with all of these companies, that we can get you operating capital for your business. We can put you in touch with an insurance agent, retirement specialist, and more. But if you need office space, I can set you up with office space too. If you need a desk, let's say you need an office, and some of you, let's say you need a whole floor, I can get you a whole floor for your business at very good prices at an office building in Southfield. Here's the number, 248-516-8300. Call Ocean Financial Services. It's much, much more than just financial services. This is National Detroit Weekly. It's issued every Wednesday at 6:30, but you can listen to it all the time, and you can go back and listen to back issues of National Detroit Weekly, also part of the Speak On It radio series. So just go to Blog Talk Radio and search for National Detroit Weekly or Speak On It, and you can listen to all of the previously recorded programs going back from the beginning of this year, okay? All right. Let's talk about Hillary Clinton. I know she's got a high unfavorability. Of course, Donald Trump is worse. A lot of people don't trust her. Of course, Donald Trump is worse. But you know what? She is like no other. She's no different than any other well-qualified man that ran for president. Let's keep it, let's be real. I would rather vote for Hillary Clinton because she's a woman who knows Washington. You know, if she didn't know it, we would be all talking about her like that she don't know nothing. But she knows Washington. She knows international politics. She knows Wall Street. She knows insurance companies, health insurers, businesses. She knows at least and more than most men who ran for president in the past. She knows how to get things done in Washington and around the world. And she has a history of being tough on our adversaries. So don't believe all this. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe all the stuff you hear. And ISIS is under attack. They're under fire. They're reaching. You know why they're causing havoc around the world? Because they're losing ground. They're losing the ground war in Syria and the Middle East. That's why. So now they have to reach out and to try to show that they still have influence. That's what's going on. You know, it's like backing up. It's like backing an animal into a corner, a snake. You know what happens. You back somebody into a corner, they're going to come out fighting because they have nowhere else to go. That's what's going on. I wish people would see this stuff. Meanwhile, you know, Donald Trump's judgment is completely off. I would, you know, if, of course, she, any lies that Hillary Clinton is told, it's just like any other male politician. Why are we trying to go through this kind of stuff? She's a female version of any man that we would easily vote in as president. You hear what I'm saying? I'm so glad I get a chance to say what I want to say because I believe that's true. She knows Washington. I would rather have her in. I don't want to have somebody like, look, Donald Trump does not know a third of what she knows. I don't even think he knows one-fifth of what she knows about world politics, Wall Street, Washington, business. I feel very, I can't wait to, I wish the election was tomorrow. I wish the election was tomorrow so we can hurry up and get Hillary Clinton in and stabilize this country from all this garbage that's been going on. Other countries around the world they're like, what is going on over here? I wonder sometimes if Donald Trump is actually throwing this election. You know, like how boxers take a dive. I wonder, will he surprise us? I really think we've got, 90 days until the November 8th election? I'm just saying, hold on to your britches. Hold on to your britches. Will he surprise us and do something? Well, obviously, he's going to continue to do some crazy stuff. But will he surprise us and do something really crazy, like resign from the campaign, withdraw? Is he doing this just to make sure that Hillary Clinton wins? Does he, you know, because remember, he was not a Republican. He's been a Democrat his whole life. He's supported Hillary Clinton. I wonder if Donald Trump wants to end his presidential campaign. He is reckless, dangerous, erratic. He's unknown, untested, unsure. I think he, based on what's been going on for the past 3 weeks, I don't think he's taking it seriously. I don't think he's taking it seriously. Do you understand the Electoral College and the process that the strategy that is required to win the presidency? Are you fooling yourself? This is not a popular vote. We don't elect right now. We're not electing a president based on the most votes. You know, let's think about this. The electoral process converts wins of different states, but it's not, you know, this is a formula. You know, that's why some people don't like this process, because it is not, when we go out to vote in November, it's not going to be the most votes and that's who wins. There is a formula that is transmitted or transferred from the popular vote, and then it's converted to a point system. We're going to have maybe another show. We're going to have to do the electoral process. There's a strategy. Donald Trump has no ground game. The Clintons are experts. There is a strategy to where to go, what to say, campaigning, advertising, influencing. I'm telling you, this is, Donald Trump doesn't even understand this process. That's why he says it's rigged, because he doesn't understand it. I really think that Donald Trump is not really serious about this campaign. I really don't. You're listening to National Detroit Weekly. My name is Michael Van Tool. Harold Sullivan is away on vacation. I want to tell you about a few things. I am very proud to work in my community. Detroit has a lot of challenges. I'm not just sitting up here talking, you know. You know, some of these radio programs, people just call up and complain and talk. They don't do nothing. Or they think that when they call the radio station and make their comment that somehow they're doing something. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's nice to make a comment. But other than that, they're doing nothing. Let me tell you something. I'm working with Multiracial Family Study Development Center. It's an organization, nonprofit here in Detroit, that helps to build and maintain families even through the challenges, the economic distress of this city, the changing demographics. The Multiracial Family Study Development Center, led by Reverend Dr. Doris Byers, the goal, and I'm proud to be vice president, the goal is to help maintain strong family structures so that we have healthy neighborhoods and communities despite the challenges that we have. So we provide support. Also, Sow a Seed Youth Organization, that's led by Pastor Elaine Benford Gwynn. And Sow a Seed Youth Organization provides support for Detroit students on their way to school, gloves, backpacks, paper, anything that they need. Also, the Northwest Detroit Lions Club, to help the blind and disabled. Proud to be associated with that. My dad was the president. I was the president, and currently serve in a position in the Lions Club in Northwest Detroit. Of course, also Missionary Hattie Humphrey's organization, Community Highlights, proud to be vice president. Also proud to be associated and vice president of the James Tatum Foundation for the Arts. We provide scholarships for real money. I'm not, you know, this is the real deal. Real money handed to students who write perform classical music, any kind, the art, any of the arts, even photography, visual arts, music, singing, and then finally, Franklin Wright Settlement. I'm proud to be vice president of the board of directors for Franklin Wright Settlement and CEO Monique Marks. It is the oldest nonprofit of its kind in Michigan, over 134 years old. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm not just sitting up here talking, okay? So there's more to it. And I wish that some of these politicians who run will have a track record of service to their community instead of running and then trying to do something after that. What were you doing before? One lady that has always been working in her community is Kellyanne Ramsey. And I want to tell you, please vote for Kellyanne Ramsey for Wayne County Circuit Court Judge in November. She is a candidate for judge in the 3rd Judicial Circuit Court to uphold the law, serve the community, and build a better future in Wayne County and in the state of Michigan. She brings over 20 years of service to the courts as a referee of the 3rd Circuit Court Family Division, the juvenile section, and over 5 years of service as a Wayne County Assistant Prosecutor. She's also an organization called the 7th Generation, a program providing life enrichment to disadvantaged children. Vote for Kellyanne Ramsey for judge on November 8th, 2016. She's dedicated to Michigan's children, families, and our future. Kellyanne Ramsey, remember that name. You're listening to National Detroit Weekly, national and international news and politics and commentary with Harold Sullivan and Michael Van Sewell. Thank you for joining us. National Detroit Weekly is brought to you by the law offices of Pasco, Cashman, and Walker. The number is 248-353-7750 for excellence. Expertise and experience work together. Pasco, Tashman, and Walker. Look, the Secret Service spoke to Donald Trump today about his Second Amendment reference to Hillary Clinton. That's just how serious it is. You know, that's when he said that, you know, if she becomes president, she's going to install and select maybe Supreme Court justices, and there's nothing we can do about it. And then the crowd at his speech started grumbling, like, and then he responds to him, and that's one of his problems. He responds to the mob mentality, you know. He responds to the mob mentality, and he said that, well, maybe the Second Amendment people can do something about it. To me, that was a clear threat. A violent threat towards Hillary Clinton, because you know the Second Amendment people are the gun rights people. That speech that Donald Trump made to the Detroit Economic Club this week, it was not, I don't think it was quite what the club wanted to hear. Remember, this is the Motor City. Live on free trade. The big three need a global playing field. And this, some of that stuff, I think they struggled to respond to. Sometimes when Donald Trump was speaking at the Detroit Economic Club at Cobo Hall, it was like people were struggling to respond positively. I think they wanted to be polite, but I think they were very, very distressed at some of the things he said. All I can tell you is that we need, and this is a global environment now, we cannot retreat and become isolationists. We can't. I just think that that was a tougher speech than he wanted to admit. And I just, you know, that's why National Detroit Weekly is here. That's why I want to say this, because I don't think anybody said anything about that. I don't think that was a good speech. And I definitely didn't think that was a good speech to give here in Detroit. I was listening to it, and it was like there were things he was saying completely opposite to what the big three want to hear. And the tax rates were higher. You know, I wasn't impressed. And it's kind of late for him to come out with all this stuff. Now Donald Trump wants to come out with all these policy speeches with 90 days to go. No, I'm not falling for that. Newly released emails shed light on the cozy relationship between the Clinton administration, or Clinton nonprofit foundations, and the State Department. I'm not going to be like those representatives, the talking heads, the trust people for Donald Trump who look like robots agreeing and protecting Donald Trump, whatever he says. And I think that's why those of us who support Hillary Clinton, at least we have a brain and we have the freedom to think, and we can agree with things and we can disagree with her on things. I don't like the fact that she's doesn't have a great trustworthiness percentage. I wish she would do better. Yeah. I also wish that there was not a very cozy relationship between the Clinton Foundation and the State Department. But at least I'm smart enough to, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm not saying she's not perfect, but I would rather have her than anybody else. Okay. Staffers have resigned from the Republican National Committee eight have resigned in the past week, 11 since March. So people are jumping ship, and people are finding, you know, thank God there's some Republicans that are finding out that that's not the party, that's not who they are. They've got some common sense. So that's why I said I don't know how long people like Paul Ryan are going to stay with Trump. I wonder what Vice President Tim Pence is. I wonder how he's going to feel after he puts out a few fires. You know, if you're going to put out so many fires, Pence is going to run out of money. I mean, run out of water. About fires and may get burned, but he may be, he's going to have to decide for himself too between now and November. If Trump continues to embarrass the party, the campaign, himself, his running mate, will his running mate eventually want to jump ship? That'd be, I'm telling you, we haven't seen anything yet. But why should anybody be surprised? We all knew this was going to happen. You know, Donald Trump is not able to control himself. He stays on point for a couple hours and then he'll fall off. Here's one thing. The Purple Heart comment the other day. Let me talk about that for a second. Isn't the Purple Heart, if you get in war, in battle, die or get injured? Why did Donald Trump say he always wanted one? Did he understand that this was not a medal for... I don't think he understood what the medal was for. I don't think he understood that it was if you got hurt, injured, and had to be removed and pulled from the battlefield or worse. First of all, he should have given the Purple Heart back to the veteran who gave it to him. And he should not have, and I don't think he understood what a Purple Heart was. What I'm talking about, untried, untested, unknowledgeable, all that kind of stuff. The Purple Heart comment was just another one of a list of things that Donald Trump has said or done during this campaign that just doesn't make any sense. The Olympics, I just want to talk about that because the United States is in the lead in its international news because we cover national and international news and politics. And it's my show, so I can say it. A judo medalist, I don't know what country he was from, but he was beaten and robbed in Rio. It is a violent place. It is violent. And that's why a lot of people did not go. A lot of fans didn't go. There was some of the participants chose not to go. But as of press time today, as of the time we went on the air this evening, this Wednesday in August, the U.S. had 28 medals. We are leading in medals right now. So great job to all the athletes in Rio. You're listening to National Detroit Weekly. My name is Michael Van Tool. Harold Sullivan is on vacation. He'll be back. He's a veteran blogger, radio guy. Just like me, we've been in the business for quite a while. Are you tired of being denied for auto loans? Well, don't get denied over and over again. Marvin is at JMJ Auto Group. You can have a small down payment and provable income, and Marvin at JMJ Auto will help you drive away in a dream car the same day. So if you're tired of waiting on cold days and nights at the bus stop, worrying and stressing out how you're going to get your kids to school and just worried about needing reliable transportation, pick up the phone and call Marvin at JMJ Auto Group. Here's the number. Call Marvin, 248-298-9939. Again, the number is 248-298-9939. And tell him Michael Van Tool told you to call. Colony Realty and Columbus Construction. Call them for all your realty and construction needs. Call now. You know, if your home is in foreclosure, you can call them too because they can help some way to help in that process. They do it all, even home or business, repair work, roofing, home remodeling, flooring, tile, security doors, inside and outside the home, painting, electrical, plumbing, new kitchen cabinets. They have over 25 years of business experience. It's one number to reach everybody, Colony Realty and Columbus Construction. The number is 313-247-7231. Again, 313-247-7231. Colony Realty and Columbus Construction. For all your realty and construction needs, they do repair work. Very reasonable prices, too. Not like some of these places that we always hear advertising all over the place. You know, half the time you're paying for their advertising. But Colony Realty and Columbus Construction will help you in your home and with all your repair work, remodeling, flooring, tile, security doors, painting, electrical work, plumbing, new kitchen cabinets. Like I said, 25 years of experience. The number is 313-247-7231. I enjoy being here with you. I'm telling you, I really love the fact that, you know, I have the time to talk to you and can actually you know, go into detail on some of these issues. And I also am grateful for the opportunity to talk about the companies and people that support what I'm doing, whether it's poetry, radio, politics. Some of you may be looking to buy a home or refi. This is it. I'm telling you, Simple Mortgage in Birmingham. Let them know, once again, anybody that you hear program, just tell them I told you to call them. I'm telling you, you're going to be surprised because they're waiting. They said, Mike, just give them my name and number. That's what these business owners are telling me. Mike Cohen from Simple Mortgage, I talked to him the other day. He said, Mike, just tell them call me. I'll make sure Mike Cohen at Simple Mortgage will even put you through a free mortgage seminar with all the details that you need to know first. So he will inform you first before you start the process, okay? He's the senior loan officer at Simple Mortgage in Birmingham. The number is 248-480-2080. Tell him Michael Van Tool told you to call him. 248-480-2080, Simple Mortgage. Ask for Mike at Simple Mortgage. I'm telling you, let's not put this stuff off any longer. And if you need stuff notarized, you need copies made, you need somewhere to get all your documents prepared, let me know. Call me, 248-516-8300. Call Ocean Financial Services, okay? I will make sure that we get everything ready so that there's no problem getting Cohen all the documents over at Simple Mortgage. We can send it from here, okay? I'll help you. I'll help you get it done so that you can get into your new house or you can pull some cash out, whatever you want to do, refi. Call Mike Cohen at Simple Mortgage. His last name is Cohen, Mike Cohen, 248-480-2080. I want to thank Senior Care Transportation Services again. I just talked about some of the fact that they do senior care services, but it's much more. Special occasions, birthdays, airport runs, corporate and business travel, medical appointments, shopping mall trips, trips to the supermarket, your daily errands. They have cars and vans. And here's the number for Senior Care Transportation. I called them the other day. I call them too. All my sponsors, I call if I need something. I call them too. I called and got a quote on, getting me from one point to another one day. The number is 844-728-7433, Senior Care Transportation. Okay. And then, of course, my special thanks to Gold Cashman and Walker. Call them for free, no-obligation consultation. The services provided. Here's a list: auto truck accident, workers' compensation, Social Security disability, veterans benefit, medical mistakes, birth injuries, child custody, child support, employment law, business litigation, probate and estate planning, criminal and DUI defense, and bankruptcy, and more. Tell them, call them. You've got something that's not on the list, call them. Just because it's not listed there doesn't mean, look, they've got attorneys. I know some of them by name. They've got attorneys there that are experts in different areas of the law. They'll find a way to help you. That's Pascal Tashman and Walker. The lead attorney is Attorney Clifford Pascal. When you call over there, tell him Michael told you to call. Tell him Michael Van Tool. And spell my name right. V-A-N space capital T-U-L-L. It's two words. People always get that mixed up. Let's talk about that for a second. It's of Dutch origin, but sometimes I just want to tell people, call me Michael or call me Mike. I just want to make it simple, but it's Van Tool. It's capital V-A-N space capital T-U-L-L. That's how you spell it. I ain't trying to be arrogant or anything like that. I just want to clear it up because people, when they Google me or go to Facebook, they always put V-A-N-T-O-O-L or something like that. I know that's how I pronounce it, but maybe that's my, like, Caribbean background, you know. You'll have to read my bio, but maybe that's where it comes from, you know, my accent and all that kind of stuff. But the thing is, tell them you heard it from me here on National Detroit Weekly. I appreciate you all so much. You know, this is not the only program that I'm hosting. Check out my Facebook page, and you can find out a little bit more. But I appreciate you. You know, one of the things I forgot to mention when I was talking about some of the nonprofits that I'm affiliated with, Franklin Wright Settlement. I want to give you the number for Franklin Wright Settlement. It's 313-579-1000. 313-579-1000. I wanted to tell you about the college tour that Franklin Wright and CEO Monique Marks takes the kids on every year. And my 14-year-old CAS technician, my son, is going next year in 2017 on the trip. No excuses this time, Mr. Van Tool, Master Van Tool. The college tour takes place in July every year. Last year, it was 44. I don't know how many went this year. The mission or the purpose of the college tour was to expose students to colleges and universities and to offer students opportunities for personal growth and development. During the tour, students will visit at least 10 colleges and universities across the East and South. Places like Clark, Atlanta, Atlanta Metropolitan State College, Georgia, University of Georgia, Morehouse, Kaiser University, Florida A&M University, and many more. Spelman, you know, they go to different colleges every year. That's just a sample of some of the colleges they go to. And while on the campus tours, the students are given the opportunity to speak with admission counselors, financial aid officers, and they get to ask questions about the colleges and universities. And the students will also visit important places in the cities they visit. Like if they go to Atlanta, they'll visit Martin Luther King Center and church. And they also have some fun because they will stop at places. If they're close by, they'll stop at Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure and things like that, or the beach. So it's great. I just think it's a great thing. I know that Franklin Wright does this every year. I know Flagstar Bank has been supporting this college tour year after year after year, and it's great that a company like Flagstar would be committed to young people like this. I really think that that is, and more people need to know about it too. I just think it's the Flagstar is doing in the community. I want to thank you for joining me here on National Detroit Weekly tonight. It's a weekly blog talk radio show with national and international news commentary and political commentary featuring blogger Harold Sullivan and myself. Harold Sullivan he's away on vacation, and National Detroit Weekly is brought to you by the law offices of Pasco, Tashman, and Walker. Ocean Financial is available if you're a business owner looking for operating capital, line of credit, cash flow. You know, after 32 years in banking, I still have a lot of contact. A lot of people still call me, and I decided to go ahead and act as a referral source for people looking for financial services. But I do process commercial loan applications to try to help you find funding for your business. And we have some plans. I can't even tell you yet about some of the plans that I have with Ocean Financial in getting money for your business. I'll just have to make my big decision when I can, but I can't say it yet because I'm not allowed to release the information yet. But we're working on something big through Ocean Financial. But right now, if you're looking for operating capital, a line of credit, cash flow, or just money just for your business, please call me at Ocean Financial Services. There's a $100 application fee. And you know why? That's because we deal with more than one lender, and we also act as your support. When you apply through Ocean Financial, we will become your banker. We'll be your support. We can act as your banker. We'll step in for you. We'll make sure that the lender gets all of your documents. We will consult with you. You can come to our offices here at Northwestern and Evergreen, and we'll go over your application with you. We'll help you to prepare it so that you can send it in. We'll provide notary services. We'll email it to them. If we need to FedEx something, we'll send that in at no additional charge. So we're your banker. That's what I've been doing all my life. We'll be your banker. The number is 248-516-8300. And then on top of that, I also will, if you're looking for credit advisors, if you're looking to open a bank account, you want to open a bank account, we can set it up for you here. We partner with three banks where you can come here and get your account set up. If you need to buy a car, a truck, if you need an insurance agent, if you need advertising for radio, all that can be done through Ocean Financial Services, 248-516-8300, 248-516-8300. Again, thank you for listening to National Detroit Weekly. It's available anytime on blogtalkradio.com. Just search for National Detroit Weekly or speak on it, and you will be able to listen to any of our programs, past and present. Thank you again, and look forward to participating next time, and we'll give you out the number so that you can call, and maybe we'll take some calls on our next show. But thank you again. My name is Michael Van Tool. Have a great, great day today, and enjoy your summer, and we'll talk to you next time, right here on National Detroit